Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for joining me today and hanging out for episode number 81, where today I've got a solo episode for you all about the most important factor in successful Facebook ads and really in any paid advertising. Really excited to chat with you about this today. But before I jump into it, though, I do want to invite you to a free live online training that I'm going to be doing in a few days where, well, depending on when you're listening to this, where I'm going to be teaching how to create an automated Facebook ad system that gets leads and sales every day. So here's what I'm going to be covering during this live training. You're going to learn the exact seven-step formula for automating leads and sales every day with Facebook ads. You're going to learn how to use Facebook's most effective targeting strategies for growing your email list and making sales. My proven system for turning cold Facebook ads traffic into qualified leads for your business, and then turning those leads into paying customers. You're going to discover brand new strategies that ensure a return on the money that you're spending on your ads. It's as you know, that we talk about a lot here on the show, it's all about giving Facebook a dollar and then getting $2 or $5 or $10 in return. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. We're going to go behind the scenes of a Facebook ads campaign where a wedding invitation designer got a 5,000% ROI on her ads. And you're going to discover how one student spent $900 on Facebook ads over about 7 months or so, and then turned that into over $19,000 with a little known Facebook tactic. Now, I'm going to be doing three live times over April 12th and 13th, 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, April 12th, and then 12 noon Pacific time on Wednesday, April 13th. So if you'd like to join me and register for one of those times, just text the word live training. That's actually one word, live training, to 44222. And I'll send you the registration page via email so that you can sign up. So again, just text the word live training to 44222, and then I will send you the registration page via email to sign up for a day and time that works best for you. Can't wait to do those trainings. Always a fun time doing those live online trainings. All right, my friend, let's dive into today's topic, which is the most important factor in successful Facebook ads and really in any paid advertising. The number one factor between people who are successful with Facebook ads and paid traffic is mindset. You know, they understand that it takes time to test the right combinations of things like targeting and ad copy and, you know, the ad type, whether it's a video that they're testing or a standard image ad, budget, landing page, and so on, to find out what works. You know, one of the big misnomers about paid ads is that you're going to see immediate results. Like the Facebook ads fairy is going to fly over to the bank and immediately start depositing money into your account. I wish it worked that way. It takes time to see what works and what doesn't. Now, I will say the cool thing about a strategy like Facebook ads is you do get feedback on how well things are working pretty quickly. So you don't have to wait weeks to know whether you're being successful or not. And, you know, and the other thing we do talk a lot about here on the show is you don't need to spend a lot of money on Facebook ads, for example, to test out. You can see results spending $5 or $10 a day. So it doesn't take a lot of money. And it's the person who understands this and is willing to do what it takes who's going to reap the rewards of automating leads and sales in their business. Now, if you listen to the previous episode, episode number 80 with Becky Malden, Becky is a natural health practitioner who spent about $3,000 over a 6-month time period on Facebook ads and then made over $30,000 from that $3,000 ad spend. She mentioned at the very end of that episode that when I asked her, you know, I said, what do you think is the real differentiating factor in your success of your Facebook ads? And she said, the real reason behind her success is her mindset and the fact that she believes that the effort that she's putting into her Facebook ads is going to pay off. And she has no doubt about that. Now, I'm not trying to get all woo-woo here on the podcast, but it's really this mindset of I'm going to figure this out that really is what separates the people who are successful with paid traffic and Facebook ads than the people who are not successful with it. I had a guy email me probably the middle of last year, middle of 2015. And he said, Rick, even though he's already selling a product or even though he's already selling a product in his business, he's not ready to learn Facebook ads. And, you know, the truth is, if you're currently selling a product or a service in your business, adding paid traffic to your marketing efforts, especially something like Facebook ads, is quickly going to grow your business. Like, it's about creating a sales machine in your business. So it really comes down to that mindset of, you know, I'm not really ready for this. You know, even though that it doesn't take a lot of money to test things out and to find out what works and what doesn't, it's really that mindset that comes down to, or that people must have in order to succeed. And I want to share a couple of examples with you of actual people. These are my students, so I know kind of their backstories, but there's a guy with the name of John Sebastian, and he had joined my FB Advantage program about a year ago, a little over a year ago, maybe. And he had emailed me a short time after enrolling, and he said, "You know what, Rick? You know, things are just not working. I think I'm going to refund. You know, this is not working for me." And he wrote me this long email, and he outlined everything that he'd been doing in his Facebook ads campaign, like what his sales funnel looked like, and what the strategy was and all this other stuff. And I'm reading it, I'm like, man, he is so close to making this work. I would hate to see him give up right now. And so I wrote him back and I said, hey, let's just hop on the phone for a couple of minutes and talk through this. And, you know, long story short is we had a conversation about what he was doing, and I gave him some suggestions for what he could try out. And ultimately, the thing that had the biggest difference was simply changing his standard image ad to testing a video ad. And when he tested that video ad, man, his cost per lead went from like $6 down to like $1.30 or something like that. And he was off to the races at that point. He started making quite a bit of profit on his sales funnel. He was really, really happy. And then at the time of this recording, about a month or so ago, he emailed me again, said, Rick, you know, over the past year, as you know, I've been seeing a lot of success. He runs webinars in his business, and I've been seeing a lot of success in my webinars and stuff like that. But man, things have started to dry up a little bit. They're not working very well. I'm losing money. I'm thinking about just giving up on this Facebook ads thing. And, you know, I wrote him back. I said, hey, you know, I was actually in the middle of something. I forget what it was. And I wrote him back. I said, hey, let's chat or sometime over the next couple of days. But don't give up. Like, I just know how successful he's been in the past when he's just willing to kind of keep going forward and test things out. And so before I could get back to him, he wrote me back and said, I tried a new strategy. I changed up my sales funnel a little bit, changed a few factors in my webinar, and now I'm making huge sales again. And so, I mean, I could tell that he was just so excited about it, and I was so excited for him. And it's really this mindset of I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep testing to find out what works. I say this at the very end of every one of these episodes when I say, until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business and then do more of it. You know, that's what we're talking about here. It's this mindset. It's this whole mindset thing. I have a woman named Dana in FB Advantage, and she has a one-on-one, her business is one-on-one. She sees clients one-on-one, and she was looking to scale that. She wanted to stop trading time for dollars, and she wanted to create a course in her niche. And so I've been kind of joking with her a little bit that she's been taking a long time to get that course done, but she's finally got it done. And she said to me just literally the other day, she said, I'm starting my webinars. She's going to sell her course via webinars. I'm starting my webinars. I'm going to start my Facebook ads to get people on the webinars. And I am not going to stop this whole process until I figure out and I dial it in to where I'm getting good results with my Facebook ads and I'm getting great results with my webinars, even if I have to be doing my webinars every single week. And I just love that. It's that mindset that is going to propel her into being really, really successful with selling her course. And then finally, Danielle, she's been a student of mine for a while, a little over 2 years now. And she is in the veterinarian niche. And she used to work for her dad. Her dad's a veterinarian in Massachusetts. And she was running Facebook. When she came into the course, she was wanted to learn how to do Facebook ads to get more people into her dad's clinic. And man, over the past 2 years, the progress that she's made is awesome. And she sent me this email. I just want to read this to you real quick. She said, Rick, I'm selling a course this year with help from your awesome ads coaching and have done over $20,000 in sales with each launch. I do it quarterly. This is huge for me. I was making about $40,000 as a practice manager working 50 plus hours a week. And that practice, by the way, was her dad's practice. That veterinarian I'd reached out to you about before that has around 180,000 fans on his Facebook page did a small fraction of my sales on his recent course launch. He's hired me to fix that, and I can't wait to see what kind of sales a guy with an audience that size can do. Like, I'm thinking they're going to be internet marketer levels of money. I also have a bunch of veterinary industry people coming to me because they think webinars, quote unquote, don't attract people, but I can get close to 800 registrants consistently. Anyways, you always think these success stories are super cheesy garbage until you're making close to six figures 2 years in, and I honestly work way less actual hours than I used to. So it's not even about the money. It's about the fact that I have time to stop writing this email and go work out right now. I love that. And so, you know, it's all about this mindset. Are you going to put the work in? Are you going to, you know, not let that first couple of ads or campaigns or several campaigns or whatever that are not working out, are you going to let that stop you? So I'm going to challenge you. Which person are you? Are you going to give up after that first time that things are not working out? Or are you going to have the mindset that you're going to figure this out? You're going to test different combinations of things until you start seeing the results and the success and the things working out for you. Because remember, when it comes to paid traffic, it's really hard to hit it out of the park from day one. So you've got to stay with it. You've got to put the testing in to find what works and what doesn't. And it's when you do that, that's when you're going to see the results and you're going to reap the rewards of putting everything on automation and automating leads and sales coming into your business. So you got this. All right, before we wrap up here, as I mentioned at the top of the show, just a quick reminder, I'm going to be doing a free live online training, actually three of them, in a few days here, depending on when you're listening to this episode, where I'm going to be teaching how to create an automated Facebook ad system that gets leads and sales every day, Tuesday, April 12th and Wednesday, April 13th. I've got three live times over those 2 days. So if you'd like to join me and register for one of these times, just text the word live training. That's one word, live training, to 44222. And I'll send you the registration page to sign up for a day and time that works best for you. And I'll send that to you via email. So you'll get an email from me. All right, my friends, that is all for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me and talking about this whole concept of mindset. It's really important. I think it's something that, you know, when it comes to paid traffic, it's really something that's not particularly talked about a whole lot. So that's why I really wanted to cover it doing it during this episode today. We've got a lot more great content coming your way. So here it is. Until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.